people are born great, and some are born Jersey.
I don't start the drama.
Hi.
But I will stop the show.
I say, when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
She has a new nose, but she can still smell a rat. I'd like to welcome my first guest on Flipping the Table, Jennifer Aiden. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy that you were able to be here.
I'm so excited I'm your first guest. Sorry.
Yes, of course. I'm so honored to have you, and I'm so happy you were able to take the time.
Of course. What are we talking about, Jack?
All right, so let's flip the table and get right into it. So my first question is, I want to start off with your thoughts on the first three episodes that have aired.
I wasn't too much of a fan of them, because I felt that the narrative was definitely Margaret's point of view. And I do think that my point of view is coming up.
Yeah.
But of course, like, as a viewer watching it, there were instances where I saw Margaret and I was like, oh my God, this Jennifer character kind of got what was coming to her. And I was thinking, if I'm feeling this way, then that's going to be part of the audience that's feeling this way. And
yeah,
that is not the narrative that I remember. So it was hurtful to watch it that way. But like, listen, we all get our shot, right? So I'm hoping mine's
yeah. So was it surprising to see that Jackie had your back?
Yeah, I mean, listen, in the beginning, it was kind of hard to get it from her because I wasn't sure where she was coming from when she, you know, reminded me that it wasn't something that she could relate to, or she wanted to be clear that she didn't think what Margaret did was wrong. So like, I wasn't sure in the beginning. And now like, I'm watching it back and I'm like, wow, like she really did have my back. And like, I feel that is very big of her. But I feel like that's something that's a good characteristic, which a lot of us do have that on the show. So I feel like any one of us would have done that to her. You know, I never told Teresa that I liked what she did to her last year. You know, I did tell Teresa what you did was wrong.
Yeah.
I was very happy. Very, okay. Very happy.
Well, that's good. So I just saw.
Thank you. Really, Teresa.
Yes. So I just saw a preview for next week that Dolores brought up that she didn't say such nice things kind of like about Bill. So I really want to know, like, where do you stand with her today? Because down the Jersey Shore, she said, Dolores told you a comment that she said that Bill, yeah. You know, so like, where do you stand with her right now?
You know what? I think we're both like just treading very lightly. You know, I think we're both just like on guard with each other. I feel that we're both making a conscious effort to not say anything mean about one another.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, we haven't really spoken, but I did invite her to my brother's event, her and she
oh, yeah.
that day. And at that point I thought we were good, but of course now like reliving it. But again, now that I'm seeing that she actually did support me in the beginning, it's making me feel, I just have a lot of mixed emotions. Like sometimes I don't know where I stand with Jackie. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could
I feel like the confessionals kind of like change things.
Weird. Like we both have this like weird thing around us. Like, can we be friends? Is it genuine? Is it not? And I think that comes from both of us. So I think it's just something that we got to work on, especially if like we both continue on the show. I would like it to see us as friends. You know, we were both girls, you know, I feel like we should have actually like bonded together in the beginning. I don't know how we got split, but.
Yeah. I feel like you guys can be like an unstoppable duo, maybe, you know?
Of course, like now, you know, at the episode that's going to be coming up. See, I didn't see that clip.
Yeah, I know. Like I literally like just posted it like a half hour ago. So
I didn't see that clip. So like, cause I'm thinking I'm watching it now and I'm like, oh my God, Jackie was really there for me. Like I don't remember that. And you know, sometimes we film for hours. It's like hard, but we'll see.
Yeah. It's hard to remember everything that happened, especially like, what was this? Like 6-8 months ago. Like it's hard to remember.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So were you like surprised when Dolores took Margaret's side over yours, even though like she brought you in and you were like friends with her? So like, how did you feel in that moment at Dolores's townhouse?
You know what? At first I was extremely surprised. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and said, you know what? You have no right to be surprised because, like, you know, Dolores once told me this, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And I saw how Dolores was to me throughout the years, and there were red flags and people coming up to me and tweets and all that stuff. And I ignored it. But now she keeps showing me who she is. And you know what, Dolores? I believe you.
So I know she was at your masquerade party. So I was wondering if, like,
she walked in and out.
She walked in and out.
Went in, out, came in. She didn't even say goodbye. She like left. I really just feel that she came to just like appease me, and she did donate. That's very generous of her, which was, I was grateful for, but like, I didn't know, like, I would never do that. If I went to one of her events, I would work the room. I would talk to her guests. I would let her guests know how important she was to me. And instead she walked in and out and had all my guests coming up to me saying like, where'd she go? Where'd she go? And I'm like, oh my God, like, I wish she would have stayed a little longer, you know?
Yeah. So would you say you're in a good place with her today, or you're not really sure?
No, I don't think we're really in a good place right now. No. And you know what? She's very good friends with Margaret. You know, she got mad at me for saying that.
Uh-huh.
It's true. It's just a fact. Like, this is not something for you to get mad at me at just because I'm stating facts. You're allowed to be friends with her. You guys are in the same age group. You don't have little kids. Like, I get it. This is not a competition, but don't get mad at me because I'm acknowledging that you're better friends with her. Why are you always like getting mad at me, Dolores? I feel like there's like a...
Yeah. So I know maybe you're not allowed to say this and maybe it'll come up in future episodes, but were you and Margaret able to find like a common medium?
You know what? Margaret and I did work through some of our issues, and you're going to get a chance to see that on the show. I have a little mixed emotions now reliving it, but I'm glad that neither one of us is saying anything to be hurtful to one another.
Yeah. So right now, who would you say you're the closest to on the cast?
Teresa. Yeah.
And who do you feel had your back the most this season?
Teresa.
Mm-hmm. So we've also seen lately that you have gone out for dinner with the Gorgas. So would you say you're in a better place with Melissa now?
I am. And, you know, I just wanted to sit there, and Melissa and I ended on a good note when we were done filming, and I kept telling her like, when we're done, I'm taking you out to lunch. And I did. I took her out to lunch, and that was like our first hangout. And then she reciprocated by inviting me and Bill out to dinner. And, you know, Bill loves Joe Gorga's company. And
yeah,
I was just going to be like, you know what? Why can't we be friends? We could be friends.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that.
You're going to be Teresa's sister-in-law forever. So
yeah,
we had a great time. So I'm hoping nothing comes up that brings us back to an ugly place. Cause I don't remember what I said in my interviews, and I'm sure she doesn't either.
Yeah.
I texted her and I said, like, hopefully we could be professional and remember that maybe that's how we were feeling then. And that is no longer the case now.
Yeah, because I remember last season you guys made up, but it was kind of like the confessionals that made like the fight kind of like resurface.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fight that we had this season really stemmed from her Instagram post that aired, that she posted the day that Reunion Part 2 was going to air.
Yes.
On day 2 from my nose job overseas in Turkey. And I was like all swollen, and I wake up to, like, you know, Melissa slams Jennifer. And then I saw Margaret commented, and Jackie commented, and Joe commented. And I was just like, ugh, why do you guys have to be so mean? Why do you guys have to try to sit there and publicly try to attempt to embarrass me? Like, don't you know I'm going to retaliate and do something back? Like, that's just who I am. So don't poke the bear if you don't want to get bit. So I retaliated, and that back and forth led to my finally, I was like, take your crooked family because you got nothing else. And you want to like hang on to that for dear life. I really never thought they were going to take it so personally. Dude, if it's not true, then what do you care what I say? Just be like, no, get proof. Okay. That's it.
Yeah. I feel like they were playing that same screenshot over and over.
They put up they showed my post like 5 times, 2 times. They showed her post twice.
Yeah. I feel like
that's what started the whole thread. Like, if she posted, then she posted, they all commented. Then I posted. Then she proceeded to come to my page and comment on my post, adding fuel to the fire, drawing attention to it. So then I responded to her comment. And in that fourth comment, finally, in the last sentence, when I said that, now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't get that either. Like I think sometimes they look for excuses to get mad at me. And I'm sure there's plenty. It's just that maybe you should backtrack a little bit and see like where this all started from. And if that didn't happen, like if A didn't happen, B wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're in a better place with the Gorgas today. Like that's, I'm happy to hear that.
And to be arguing with everybody, Jack, I'd much rather us all getting along.
Yeah. So if you could go to, or like switch to any other Housewife franchise, which would it be and why?
I'm loving Salt Lake City. Like Salt Lake City is just, you know, every single cast person on that cast is just dynamic and like they have personality. And it's like one day Whitney's my favorite, and one day Lisa's my favorite, and one day Heather's my favorite. And like even Mary's been my favorite. I'm like, oh my God, we need this Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs woman on the show. Bring her back.
Yeah.
You know, I just love how they're all unapologetically themselves.
And yeah, that's great.
It's like I'm pins and needles. I'm like, gotta get in my Salt Lake City. You know?
Yeah.
I love them all, really.
So do you think the show has changed you in any way?
Of course. How can it not? I mean, it's definitely given me more of a backbone. I feel like I'm finally like coming into my own.
Yeah.
You know, even Bill and I have a great relationship. There was always a part of me that was very submissive to him. And that's not because he did that. It's because I wanted to be that. I wanted to be that role of like the perfect wife and like stay at home mom and like be this rock star person handling everything. Like, yes, there's a nanny, but there's also five kids.
Yeah.
So about the kid to a parent ratio here, and I'm kind of outnumbered. So I loved being that about him, but because of that, like there was a lot of times where I didn't always voice my opinion because I was just like, you know what? It's not worth it. Now, forget it. You get my opinion, even if you don't ask for it.
Yeah.
I think it's good. And you know what? It's put an extra, skip in Bill's step too. I mean, we go out now and like before where he was like the prominent doctor and I was just his wife. Now it's like, okay, like here comes in this, you know, celebrity of some sort, and you know, and he's very proud and he's almost like, wow, you know, that's my wife. So I love that.
I mean, like since when you started on season 9 to season 12, I feel like you've grown tremendously popularity and probably yourself.
Yes. Well, definitely like self-reflection is good. Seeing yourself from the outside in. I mean, my first season, I would watch it and I was like, thinking, I thought everyone was going to love me my first season. I'm like, I'm a good time. Like, I tell it how it is. I'm a high five a girl. And then when I saw the first season and was like talking about my bathrooms and my house, like, you guys have to understand, like, that was all new to me. I had just moved into this house. I didn't come from that.
So yeah.
Excited to share it. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, like that's how I sound, like how mortifying, that's terrible. So I am more conscious of the things that I say now. So yeah,
well, you know what they say, you live and you learn, right?
Yes, live and learn. Absolutely.
So I wanted to know, since this season is really hard for you, how's your family handling everything?
My mom's really sad for me. My siblings are sad for me. They're kind of like tiptoeing. My younger kids have been a little bit more clingy. Like my Christian the other day was all over me and he said, I love you to me maybe like 5 times within 5 minutes. And I just looked at him. I'm like, is everything okay? And he looked at me. He goes, yeah, everything's okay. And then he goes, I hate Margaret. And oh. I came out of nowhere. And then I knew that he was behaving that way because of what was going on. And I'm like, listen, you don't need to hate Margaret. Like, mommy's a big girl. And like, you know what? We're all about forgiveness. And I don't want to teach my kids to like have that narrative. You know, they shouldn't be subjected to that. I'd rather them say, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Mommy forgives. You should forgive too. And we don't need to hate Margaret, you know, like leave it to God, leave it to the universe. Let's just concentrate on being happy and good people. And just like little things like that. So it's a little hurtful, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I'm just trying to be strong for them and let them concentrate on the happy ending. Right.
Yeah. That's yeah. Do your children watch the show?
Only Gabby.
Only Gabby. Right. So she saw like the whole thing.
She wants it. Like she, when I get the episode, she's like, forward me the email. And I don't watch it. If I do watch it, I watch it alone with nobody.
Yeah.
And Bill is not watching this season. It's just easier for him to cope, you know, kind of like ignorance is bliss.
I always say. Well, I'm sure it's probably pretty hard for him.
It is, because, you know, ultimately he's thinking that this was his shame, his infidelity. And he's like, you know, of course it's easy for you to talk about it because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy for me to talk about it, but like I was ambushed and I am on a show about showing my life. And like, it was so long ago. Like, why can't we show everybody like how we came out of it? Why do you have to concentrate on like what it was? Like,
yeah,
things happen in relationships.
Yeah. Like it was so long ago. You grow, you know, what was it like 10 years ago?
Well, now 11.
And now 11.
I know with Christian. Christian is 11 now.
But it's so nice to see. Yeah. It's so nice to see how you guys have grown as a couple and how the after and how strong you guys are. So that's like amazing to see.
Listen, like you have to be a very selfless person to be in a marriage and have children.
Yeah.
I feel like the more children you have, the more selfless you have to be because you have to give that much more of your time and energy. And yeah, of course it's easy to call it quits. You know, people said, like, I saw some comments that were like, oh, of course she didn't leave because of the money. Like I had four kids at the time. I'm sure I would have been pretty okay. But it wasn't about the money for me. It's about the family. It's about the culture. It's about our Christmases and our holidays and our church parties and our community that what am I going to split that up? I'm going to break that up for what? For something that wasn't love? For something that was just like a lapse in judgment and like maybe wrong place at the wrong time? Like, no, I'm just not going to give up that easily.
Yeah, totally understandable. You want to keep your family together.
And listen, he wanted it too. It was like, you know, it was a mutual decision. We had a discussion. Like, if this is not what I asked him, like you'll see in the clips, it says, I asked him, do you want a divorce? Like I did, like, what is going on? He was like, no, like it's nothing like that. It had already been over by the time I found out.
Yeah. So I have one final question. Would you ever consider writing a book one day? Because I know I would love to read about the life of Jennifer Aiden.
I totally would write a book. Absolutely. I'd write multiple books. I'd write like mommy self-help book because like, listen, there's a lot of like little tricks that you can do to like have kids. So I would write mommy self-help book. I would like to write maybe a novel like loosely based on my life. But yeah, and I love writing. I love talking, obviously. And I feel like I can put that all into a book.
Yeah. So hopefully like some book publishers are listening to this or watching.
Yes. Book publishers, call me.
Yes. Get Jennifer Aiden a book deal.
Work on my novel to Netflix series book.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here. You are an amazing first guest.
I'm so happy. I love you, Jack. This is so great. Good luck to you. And
thank you so much. I love you too.
All right.
I will talk to you soon.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.